Now, in today's video, I'm going to be showing you why women actually sexually withhold from the men that they like most. I'm going to also be showing you why they punish these men for certain masculine qualities, even that guy may be describing. And this is what you have to understand. If she likes you, okay, meaning she likes who you are, she likes your personality, she finds that you're masculine, she looks at you as a guy who can lead her, there is a high probability that any sort of intimacy, okay, she is going to withhold that as much as she can. This may seem like a massive contradiction, but I'm going to be explaining why, and I'm also going to show you how to get around this. Now, after this video is over, I want you to go down below, check out the MBT Masculine Behavioral Technique end-to-end webinar presentation that I put together for you, because over the past 4 years, maybe even five, I have been showing you exactly how MBT, Masculine Behavioral Techniques, is a life-changing process that thousands of men are actually copy-pasting into their dating life and getting real-world results. Let's dive in. Okay, in typical Casey fashion, this is some harsh truths, and it will probably piss a lot of you off, but as always, I do not care. So today I'm showing you why women sexually withhold and will punish the men that they like the most. So here's what you have to understand going into this. And I'm even going to show you later on how to get around it too, but just stick with me. Women are masters at creating false illusions to change your perception or your mental reality, okay? As a man, you're probably very orderly. You probably have a certain way of doing things. You probably have a specific worldview. If the woman comes into your life, she is instantly trying to change that to see how solid you are in your boundaries. So if she finds a guy that she truly likes, like everything from the inside out is perfect, like he's the perfect guy, he does this, he acts like this, he checks all the boxes, blah, blah, blah. Let's say he has all the boxes checked, he is masculine, he has strong qualities. What happens in that woman's brain is instantly she sits there and she goes, how can I get this man to value me more than all of the other girls? If this man were to sleep with me, how can I make it feel in this man's brain that this means something? And out of all the other women he could be with, and out of all of the other women that he's potentially slept with in the past, how can I make sure that this is an interaction that's valuable and goes somewhere? So she wants him to value her as a long-term, real quality option. You can't fault her for this. You cannot be mad at her for this. You can't think that this is bad. This is just how it goes. She wants him to look at her a certain way. Great. Okay. She wants him to feel as if she wasn't won over too easy. So what that means is that means masculine, okay, being masculine means that you're the active or driving force or the active or driving energy in the world. That means her feminine nature is completely opposite to that. Her feminine nature is going to be more receiving, more on the passive energy side, receiving your energy and then seeing how she wants to adapt and play back to that. Now, as she adapts and plays back to that, you will know in a quick hurry if she wants to continue seeing you or if she doesn't. If she likes your energy and she takes that on and she feels safe around you and she feels protected and she feels like you're a good viable option, she will receive that energy well and be soft, flirty, and feminine towards you. What happens is that she takes on the traits based on what is in front of her. So if you know that and you understand this going into the video, what you're gonna slowly see the more women that you date is that women are flexible in their identity. When I say flexible in their identity, that means that their personality changes based on who's in front of them. So women are flexible in their identity, their morality, their integrity, and even their personality. Why? Because they optimize for survival. So they are looking out for number one, which is them. In their eyes, they're number one. In their eyes, their needs come first. In their eyes, what they need to fuel themselves in order to have a productive day or to feel good or to optimize survival, this is how they act and this is how they behave. And they do this majority of the time. So all of their traits bend based on the man who is in front of them. So what you're going to see is that the masculine is the active or moving energy that is willed into the world. That means if her attraction is high enough, meaning you are what she's looking for, if her attraction is high enough, what you're going to notice is that you'll watch her in real time, okay, conform to that guy's worldview. You're going to watch that woman start to listen to that guy's type of music. You're going to watch that woman start to mimic his mannerisms and his conversation flows of speech. You're going to watch her start to acquiesce to how he does life, Okay. Even you are going to watch that woman change her personality based on what she thinks he wants. This is what you're going to see with very feminine women, and this is what you're going to see and notice with women who have very high attraction towards a guy. So, when she comes across a guy that she likes and she could specifically see herself with, okay, what she wants to do is she wants to probably erase and cover up the past as quick as possible. That means when she's around that guy, she's going to want to act pure. When she's around that guy, she's going to want to act innocent. When she's around that guy, she acts like she's very sexually inexperienced, okay? And she wants you to feel like she's all yours. So what she's doing is she's going to be using female energy or feminine energy to psychologically start to get you to change your perspective and to change your perception on how she is. This is why a lot of times you're going to hear them say, well, I'm not like all the other girls. I do things differently. These are typical common day-to-day patterns of speech that you're going to hear. So what I advise you to do is I advise you to watch out, because what's going to happen is that since she wants to act pure and innocent, since she really likes this guy, okay, she starts to sexually withhold from him. Oftentimes, typically, this is why women, if they hook up with a guy fast, sometimes they don't even talk to him or even care about pursuing a future with him. They purely looked at it as short term. So the men that she really likes, the men that she really wants to see consistently, the men that she really wants to go the distance with, she is going to act totally different. So you need to watch out for this, because it is typically all an illusion. That woman is using her own version of game. That woman is using her own version of, you know, hyper feminine qualities. And the other thing that you're going to notice too is hyper feminine women are best at this because you trust them. You trust how they speak. They're so feminine. They seem so innocent. They seem so pure. They seem so caring. They seem so sweet. They seem like they could do no harm. And what you're going to realize is that you will tend to drop your guard or lose masculine frame or switch up your personality very quickly. And if you do that, you're going to be severely punished. You're going to watch that woman exit your life. You're going to see that woman potentially pursue a different man's validation. And for a lot of guys, that's how you probably got to my channel in the first place. So you need to stop. Like, this is kind of the motto that I live by, and this is how I navigate this for myself. You need to fully stop caring and fully stop giving a fuck. And I know that that sounds harsh, but this is so true. Like, me personally, I don't care. I don't care if a woman wants to sleep with me because she thinks I'm cute. I don't give a fuck if she wants to sleep with me because she thinks, I'm cool. What I'm trying to tell you is that if a woman wants to sleep with you because you're rich, maybe because you're famous, maybe because you have a McLaren, maybe because you have a Bugatti, maybe because you have a Lamborghini, maybe because you're 6'5", I don't care. I don't care why she wants to sleep with me. I don't care if she views me as long-term. I don't care if she views me as short-term. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. There's some women who are going to view you as a long-term boyfriend. There's some women who are going to view you as short-term. You just have to stop giving a fuck. I don't care. I don't care why she wants to sleep with me. I'm just happy that she does. This is kind of how I live by it. And the reason being is because you can't control her perspective. You cannot control her perspective. All you can control is yourself. And the image that you put out to the world and the congruence with who you are as a man, you have to be happy with. Okay? There's some women who are going to view you a certain way. There's other women who are going to view you a different way. And because of that, you just have to stop giving a fuck. My entire motto is I don't give a fuck why she wants to sleep with me. I'm just happy that she does. Maybe you look at life differently, but this has served me very well because it makes me not so in my head. It's like I'm not hyper, like, fixated on if this interaction goes anywhere or if something comes of this. It's like I just am. And when you can let go and you can be that, okay, when you can let go and you can be that, you can step into who you are. So this is specifically why women sexually withhold and punish the men that they like most. I really hope you like this video, because I think that this will save guys a lot of headache, because what guys try to do is guys try to say, what personality or what persona or what version of game should I put in front of the woman so hopefully she likes me? And this is complete bullshit. And the reason why this is complete bullshit is because who you are is who you are. And your personality and who you are, what I advise you to do is step into it. Fully step into it and be confident and comfortable and congruent with who you are. And that is how you gain the respect, admiration, approval, and even the attraction of women. Okay? Like, to put this into simple terms, whether you're the cowboy, the rock star, the rapper, the professional basketball player, the professional football player, or the famous actor, it doesn't matter. They're all their own archetype. But the difference is, how much is that guy willing to step into that and be okay with who he is? Be fully confident and fully comfortable with that archetype or that persona or who he is and step into that, into the world. Okay? This is what you have to know and what you have to understand, is that it's not about right versus wrong. It's about, to what extent do you believe that you are who you say you are? And if you step into that 100%, that is the most attractive energy that a woman can feel, because that is the definition of active. That is the definition of masculine. That is the act. That is the exact definition of being okay with who you are. And that truly is internal confidence. And I'm going to tell you this, an expensive watch cannot make up for that. A fast car cannot make up for that. Materialistic high value cannot make up for that. The only thing that comes into that is you being confident and comfortable with who you are from the inside out. And that's what women look at, is internal versions of high value. How masculine is this man, and how confident and comfortable is he with who he says that he is? If you like this video, hit the like button. Be sure to check out that webinar that I made for you down below, and we'll see you in the next one.